and violence that's left South Minneapolis in ruin.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter.
Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, three other officers on scene with Chauvin were also fired and under investigation.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
If they had done it on the first day, there wouldn't have been all this crap. Jeez.
Thanks for calling and happy National Heat Awareness Day. It's so hot, I saw an unemployed guy with a sign that read, "We'll work for shade." It's so hot, North Korea is test launching long-range popsicles. It's so hot, a pandemic patient just tested positive for Gatorade. It's so hot, people in Hong Kong are protesting thermometers. And it's so hot, President Trump just signed an executive order for Dilly Bars. Happy National Heat Awareness Day.
If you were listening to that, and thinking,
this is so stupid,
you'd be right.
What's a Dilly Bar?
Rosie?
I don't know.
Eddie, the Dilly Bar.
Let's ask Ronnie. Let's put Ronnie
okay.
on.
Oh, okay.
Man, I don't know what a Dilly Bar is. But y'all brought up Stephen Reed.
Yes. Uh-oh.
The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Agreed.
And his daddy, Joe Reed, had his name took off the ASU Aquadome.
Right.
For whatever reasons.
I think somebody and, took it off there for him.
You see, I'm still not clear on what his dad did that. I mean, because it had to be pretty bad if they take your name off a building, which is why I'm a proponent of not putting people's
names
on.
Well, he was on the board of directors and all this, and Joe Reed, this, that, and the other, from my understanding. And I've been living in Montgomery for 23 years, and I grew up in Marbury. But anyway, Joe Reed was taking money under the table and around the corner and everywhere else. And so, like I said, the apple don't fall far from the tree. And what's going on in Minnesota, if it were to come to Montgomery, I wish we had a mayor like Emory Farmer. Because Emory Farmer would not stand for this.
Well, I had a parallel thought. But, again, instead of doing that, the mayor goes out today to remind everybody that these things have happened in the past, and it's a big part of Montgomery's history. What he needs to say is, we've made progress, and we will not tolerate vandalism, violent protests in our city. You want to protest? You want to make a statement? That's your First Amendment right to do it. Unless you're a Republican, get a permit. Because when we tried to protest, hang on a second, Ronnie. Hang on a second. And I appreciate that. But we tried to get a permit, thought we had it, and then had it yanked at the last minute to protest the lockdown after 4 weeks. So apparently that free speech thing is only a freedom that some groups can automatically receive.
Well, like I said, I done two tours in Vietnam, and I fight for freedom of speech and to assemble and protest, but not in a violent way. And if that's what they want to do is in a violent way, then as far as I'm concerned, I took an oath.
Anybody with a brain knows, and thank you very much for the call and for your service.
Take care, Ronnie.
Thanks, man.
That what happened in Minneapolis was not a protest, or it was looting. It was criminal action. Had nothing to do. There's no way to justify walking out of a Target before you burn it down, or a liquor store. Guys with three or four bottles, everything they could stuff in their pants and their hands. Then burning the place down has nothing to do with justice or police brutality.
It's taking advantage of a crappy situation.
It's a crime. Todd.
Yes.
You're on.
You wanted to know what a Dilly Bar was?
Yeah.
Dilly Bar is a little, it's on a popsicle stick.
Yep.
It's a flash frozen, mm-hmm. basically a patty of their soft serve ice cream that they then dip in the chocolate coating and freeze. So,
and
it's very good.
Delicious.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was
going to
guess it was ice cream. Thank you very much for the insights on that. This is Charles.
Hey, yeah, I just want to follow up on the Dilly Bar.
Woo-hoo!
He's spot on right there, but I recall eating those things there in Montgomery back in the 50s at the little old Dairy Queen. So,
yep.
And they taste good today as they did back then.
That's right.
Because I don't remember it so long ago.
I appreciate the insights, Charles, on the Dilly Bar.
Thanks, man.
Well, you know, that's...
Isn't it amazing what gets the phone to ring?
It's the fun stuff.
We have these hot topics. The term Dilly Bar comes up.
Boom! Everybody wants a piece.
Well, everybody
nostalgia.
Wants to know about the Dilly Bar.
Yeah.
And here on line four...
Jake Quellen.
You are correct.
Hey.
Hey, Jake Quellen.
Hey.
How are you?
So, I've missed apparently what's happened, but I've heard that there was talk of Dilly Bars, and I'm like, why didn't we just call the pregnant lady? Like, I would have told you what a Dilly Bar was immediately.
Where can I get one?
I tried to tell him, but
you can get one at the
call.
DQ, man. The DQ, and
really?
They sell in the
yeah.
public.
Jacqueline, I wanna introduce you to something I just did here.
Oh no.
No, it's not.
It's not illegal.
I don't need you. No, I don't need
a
lawyer.
I was going to say, do we have to talk off air?
No, I do not need a consultation.
When I call I promise it's something good.
A good friend of our show, Gary Garvin, brought us a platter of sandwiches from Chappie's.
Yes, he did.
Rosie and Eddie came in across the border with mounds of candy.
Delicious candies.
Yeah, peanut butter cups and things like that.
Stop.
So, before I could give my sweet tooth a chance to get hungry, I had a sandwich, which reconfigures your taste buds, and I didn't need the candy because I'm already a victim. I'm a victim of the COVID-19 eating
disorder.
Yeah,
you and me both, Greg, okay? You and me both.
Yeah, but you're eating for two.
Yeah.
I just look
like
I am.
For a different reason.
No, all that year ago, you inspired me to do the, I was going to say Corona, you inspired me to do the
keto.
Yeah. And I did very well, did great, but I kind of let it slip away a little bit.
Dude,
well,
you still
here's
look
the
good.
Deal. You can do 6 months of whatever you want, and then after I have Lola, we'll be on the keto train again together. How
all
about
right.
That?
Yeah. That's a plan.
Don't beat yourself up over it. You have until I'll even give you until December 1. It gives me a couple weeks.
I hope my heart holds out that long.
It will. You're going to be fine. Don't stress.
Your heart is
everything
just
in
fine.
Moderation. Eat the Reese's cup. It's fine.
Turn Andy Griffith
and
on.
And we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it later. But yeah.
Yeah, we turn on Andy Griffith, and Aunt Bea will walk in with an apple pie, and I want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a healthy alternative.
Better so I have to know, how did the Dilly Bars get brought up?
It was built into a bit on Heat Awareness Day, which is today. By the way, is it hot down there? Dumb question.
I mean, yeah, like I'm literally sitting in my bedroom with the blackout shade and the fan on in the dark because I'm staying away from all of the windows. It's about 95 degrees out here at, 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Did it stop raining finally?
It did stop raining. Today has been absolutely beautiful, and tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful as well. But you, I, and Rich know that just because it says it's going to be beautiful, South Florida can be sunny and beautiful 1 minute, and the next minute, torrential downpour.
Right.
So,
guess what? Rich Thomas is on, just called in. Now, how do I conference? I hold this button down, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And something turns blue.
And yeah.
Something turns blue.
The other line.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey!
All right.
Hey, que pasa?
Now it's a party.
Yeah.
Hey. So you're in Florida, and there's a SpaceX launch that hopefully will happen tomorrow. But
I don't know. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, but the weather is it's iffy, to be honest with you.
Oh,
yeah. You're killing me, Rich.
Yeah, but I say again.
You're killing me, Rich.
I'm sorry.
Weather down there.
But there's another window on Sunday, so. I mean, it's going to happen. I mentioned when I was a kid, when I got up for, and I was a little boy, Gemini and Apollo missions, there were more scrubs than there were launches. You know what I mean?
This is true.
I think we just got spoiled now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had a friend the other day who said, I can't believe it didn't get off. I was saying, you didn't live through. You didn't live through that period of time when there were so many scrubs. Hey, so, Greg...
Yes.
I sent you an email, a clip of what we did this morning. in Random Facts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's an audio clip, and the setup is this. So Jay mentioned that there are six states where women can legally be, go around topless.
Yeah.
Legally. And, in fact, there's one state where you can legally, I think it's Vermont.
Vermont.
Be, mm-hmm. be naked as long as you leave your house naked.
Yeah, you can't leave your house with clothes on in Vermont and then take them off.
Right.
So okay. I kind of lifted a clip. Do you see it?
I got it right in front of me. Should I play it?
There's not a problem. You can play it.
But I have a pregnant woman on the line, and I don't want to offend her.
No.
She's not walking around anywhere naked. Don't worry.
Look, you will enjoy this moment. It's after Jay mentioned that, uh-huh. and we're talking about the fact that, Greg might move to another state.
I, of course, was just being spontaneous.
Of course you were.
Flip.
Of course you were.
Oh, he's
but it's a funny yeah. moment. Go ahead and play it.
All right. Everybody listen. Oh, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
What? Do I want groove music? Do I want... Oh, my God.
Not going to play?
How about Windows Media? Let's try that.
Yeah, it might. It might. It's actually
here it
worth
is.
It.
I think we could calm the whole damn world down if all women just walked around topless. Because nobody would feel like making trouble.
Our governor's Kay Ivey.
Ooh, scratch that.
Point Rich.
Because I was just all for that till Rich made a great point.
What are you saying?
Not a good-looking woman.
Jay, is it just me or is there another sunrise taking place here in the studio? I see a red glow from behind.
Jay laughed forever.
The harder Jay laughed, the redder Rich was.
Boy, look at the time.
Go ahead, Jay.
I kept saying go to a break. People ask me, do you guys get paid for that in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, I have this incredible breakfast in front of me at 5:50 a.m. And then we laugh all morning. Did they actually pay you dollars for that?
Yeah, we did have fun today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you.
Now
I love it.
How do I disengage the adorable one and keep Jay Quinlan?
I think you just pushed.
No. We're done with Rich.
We're done here.
I think you just hit drop on him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, but is he?
He's gone.
Is he done?
He's gone.
And Jay Quinlan is still here. Can
yes.
you,
Jay Quinlan.
I'm here.
Can you hang on for a bit?
I can hang on. Okay. I'm laying here in a dark room. We're good.
All righty. It is 4:14. I'm sorry we didn't get to take Chuck's call, because I know he went to Georgia Floors Direct today, and I wanted to see how that went for him. Chuck, if you're listening, give us a little time, and because we want to hear how that all worked out for you at Georgia Floors Direct. 4:15, here's your local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Provo police have arrested a man they say intentionally ran over another man early yesterday morning on Highway 82 and Highway 14. Authorities have charged Joshua Harris with attempted murder. The victim has been hospitalized with serious injuries. Harris is being held in the Autauga County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting almost 5,200 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say 605 people have died and more than 1,700 have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. But some good news, over 9,300 people have recovered from the virus. The One Place Family Justice Center has helped more than 50 victims over the last month. They say that is down from normal, but they fear people are trapped in their homes with their abusers and not able to get the help they need. If you need help, you can call the crisis line 24 hours a day, 1-800-650-6522. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
Turn
to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis down here on the Alabama River at the Capitol Oyster Bar, Montgomery Marina, and the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. That's right. You can bring your bus, your trailer down here and stay the weekend or a few weeks with us. You rent you a pontoon boat or bring your own boat with you and set up down here at the marina, get out here on the river and enjoy this beautiful river, get you some fishing or some swimming or some jumping off a rope. We have a good time down here on the river. Cook up fresh seafood over here, fried, steamed, and grilled. Getting in some fresh snapper and grouper, trigger fish, all kind of stuff coming out of Destin. Got you some fresh crab claws. Well, got some good eating down here. We're also going to help out all these local musicians who are dying to play music and got no venue for months and months. So Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're going back with Sabatas. They got rained out last time we tried it. That's right, Sam Williams, Scott Grant, and all the guys. Be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. Come on down. We even got room. If you want to have a picnic, you can get down here on the banks. We'll cook you something good. Have a good time. Come see us and see you soon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and storms will continue for a few more hours before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. Very muggy. Overnight low temperature 67. Over the weekend, we start to dry out. In fact, the rain chance is very small tomorrow. I suppose there could be an isolated storm in the afternoon hours. Most towns will stay dry. A sun and cloud mix tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. I think we're in the upper 80s on Sunday, but it'll be dry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, we'll be around 90 to 92 on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe hotter than that by midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got our first accident this afternoon. Southwest Boulevard at Mobile Highway. We have a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a lot of cars on the boulevard this afternoon. Congestion at all the major red lights. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. We got traffic outbound on Atlanta Highway. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, and all the 31s are loaded up. Use caution wherever you are. Buckle up. We will keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Although school is closed and people are staying home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The topic on TV this morning were the happiest songs of all time, and this was number 8 on the list, Katrina and the Waves. And there's no question that's a happy song, and it's one of my personal favorites, but it was only number 8. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO was number 1 on the list, and I'm having trouble buying into that.
Who is ELO?
ELO. Oh,
Electric
my God.
Electric Light Orchestra. See, do we have a
Can
place
we get him
can...
a beanie with a propeller on top?
Do we have a studio we could use for re-education programs?
Yeah. Jacqueline, there's something about you being on the phone today that's inspiring me to have deep thoughts.
Really?
Yeah, because I mentioned earlier that I chose the sandwich option so I wouldn't start randomly eating peanut butter cups. And it worked for a while, but then there's cookies here, too.
What is the celebration going on today that there's this smorgasbord of food?
Friday.
Yeah, this is Friday,
well, baby. Well, that's the time to celebrate.
So yeah. I put Rosie on the spot because she's the dealer that brought the peanut butter cups in.
The dealer.
And yeah. I have what is a peanut butter cookie, and if this is a gateway cookie to those peanut
Do
butter
it.
Cups, I'm holding it's her happening. Responsible for every ounce.
Do it.
Whoops. Now I know I pulled that volume pot down.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I might take Steven to Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor this
day. Yay.
Boy.
They're open.
You know, I did one of my first TV bits. It's an old-fashioned ice cream parlor, very historic. And, I mean, they use the old-fashioned sundae glasses and... It's a real throwback.
It's the real deal.
And I was down there. I went there with Janelle a couple of years ago, and the owner remembered me.
And how could he forget you?
They cut me. I didn't ask, but they put me in front of the line like I was the husband of the governor of Michigan or something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Big time.
Because the wait to get in there, and this is not on a holiday, yeah. Right? It was 90 minutes. But they
Yeah, it's a wait. It's a wait. We drove by there a couple days ago, not to stop, and there was a line outside. Maybe, not too bad, maybe 10, 15 people in the middle of the day. But, I mean, it's one of those places, like, you wait for it, but you go there expecting there to be a wait. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about, I'm actually taking Jared on an airboat ride tomorrow morning.
You are doing that. You're finally going to get to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to take him down there. So we're going to leave Steven with my mom just because he's wild and I can't worry about Jared not getting eaten by an alligator and my three-year-old.
Is the airboat ride making up for the salt room?
Oh, man, that salt room's legit. So, no, I took him to both. Oh, and I have an update. He did his deep-sea kayaking trip.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And... he caught a king mackerel.
Awesome.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. I know. That's what I said. So we're actually having fish tacos tonight for dinner because he filleted it all by himself. So I was very proud of him. So
good
he's getting
for
the
him.
Yeah, he's getting the full South Florida experience.
Mm-hmm. He filleted his own mackerel?
He did. Laid his own fish out there in the driveway.
You know, see, that's where, I mean, I caught fish. Fitch.
Yeah, caught that too, huh?
I remember fishing for trout from the Rainbow Bridge in...
It's the sugar.
Yeah.
After you park the Mario
I'm
Kart.
I'm stroking out.
Oh, Lordy.
Anybody smell toast?
In my defense, being the Floridian, I did ask him if he wanted me to fillet it for him. And I felt like he got a little offended. So he watched the YouTube video and he figured it out and he did a phenomenal job. So
excellent.
I'm going to give it to him.
See, I didn't mind catching the fish, but when I had to butcher...
Fillet him?
Yeah.
No, kill it. I mean, I'm standing there. I pull up this big trout out of... off the Rainbow Bridge or whatever it is, the fishing bridge in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, wow, Dad, look at this. And I'm holding it in my gloved hands, and it's wiggling back and forth. And he says, well, we have to kill it now. I said, how do I do that? And he says, well, it's cold-blooded. Just beat its head against the bench.
Yeah, just chop its head off.
That's right.
So I hit the bench with the fish, and it's still wiggling and, you know, writhing. And come on. Harder, be a man. Anna. So, once again, it did had no effect on the fish. It just started wiggling even harder because it knew it was being held by a young maniac.
It has traumatized him forever.
Exactly.
And he keeps my father by this day is berating me.
Yeah. Put it out of his misery.
And I'm crying now. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like doing this to the fish. So finally, my dad got the hook out, and I threw it over the side.
No, the fish ended up dying anyways, exactly. The poor thing.
There goes dinner.
And we know it kind of traumatized him because as he told the story, he started rocking back and forth.
Yeah, you could tell.
I know. He's having like, eat the cookie.
I'm ready for another one.
Like, have the Reese's cup. It's okay. Like, I shouldn't have brought it up. I didn't know that it was going to, like, trigger.
No.
A PTSD moment of the fishing.
No, look, I have nothing against fishing, hunting, any of that stuff. I'm just not wired to do those things. And
yeah.
So.
It's okay. Sorry. No judgment. I'll fillet your fish for you if you catch something and you need me to handle it. Just call me.
Well, you bait his hook, too?
I'll come over and do it for you. I will.
I can bait a hook.
I'll bait his hook for him. You leave Greg alone.
I had what I called the worm wall. You know, it just... Worms did not affect me emotionally the way the fish did.
Yeah.
Because the fish is looking at you like,
yeah, they
why
hide.
Are you beating my head on this cement bench? What the hell is wrong with you?
They don't blink. It's really weird.
Well, to the fish, you were an alien. He's just swimming along, and all of a sudden, you yank him up out of the sea.
I ripped his lip off and start pulled him out of the water.
Softly.
It's pretty traumatic when you talk about it like that. It's pretty graphic. I just cut the head off and start blaming it.
Nightmares tonight.
But you see, you're a woman, and
women have that natural killer instinct.
We have that natural killer instinct that comes out ruthless.
Only when we're scorned.
Yeah. He'll have no fury like
exactly.
A woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that we're gonna have a fun-filled day, and then Greg, do you remember the Mai Tai?
Yes.
Do you remember? I'm going to take Jared there tomorrow night for a Polynesian show.
Oh, my goodness. I'd forgotten all about that place when...
Yeah. So, my bio dad was actually a valet there in the 70s. And so...
So, you made a lot of money.
I've grown up going to the Mai Tai. It was kind of just like a place we went, you know? And so, Jared's never been. It's very touristy now as everything.
Sure.
But I figured... We need another date night before we come back to the Gump. So my parents are going to watch the baby. We're going to go have a Polynesian show.
That's cool.
What is that?
It's a restaurant in South Florida that is all decorated and designed to be like Hawaii, basically, like a Polynesian restaurant. And so when you go in, it's a whole complete environment.
They bring you
Polynesian.
A drink in a glass that would have been big enough to house that trout I caught off the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, they have like rum barrel drinks and then like poo-poo platters and like real Polynesian authentic food.
I'm thinking
and everybody's wearing.
Like hula skirts?
Yeah.
Fire on
sticks. That's exactly what it is.
They have the coconut tops?
Yes, they have the coconut tops and bikini tops.
Can we get a reservation?
Come on down.
Man of the 80s, we used to bring our national advertisers into Miami, house them at a fancy hotel, and then we all did a big dinner at the Mai Tai.
Really?
Yeah.
Very impressive, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's fun, and especially if you've never been.
Oh, yeah, experience of it.
Yeah, it's like fun to go. People go for like anniversaries, birthdays, celebrations, but it's cool because they have like waterfalls and they have like, you know, it's a really cool experience just to go. And they also have a great happy hour. You don't have to go just for dinner, but obviously, my mom said to me, she's like, "What? Why are you on the Mai Tai? You can't drink." You know? But I was like, well, Jerry Pan, you know? Like, I'll be the DD. It's fine.
It's great.
Not the first go around.
Giving them these incredible experiences.
Well, you know, we've
been quarantined. I guess you're coming back before the zoo opens, huh?
Yeah, so we talked about that because I think we're going to become Zoo members. In all honesty, I love Zoo Miami that much, and we pretty much try to go every time we come down here, which is pretty frequently. So I think we're going to go ahead and get a Zoo membership for next time we're here. But if you haven't been to Miami, South Florida, and been to Zoo Miami, you're really missing out. It's a phenomenal experience. And so, no, we're not going to, but I think we're going to come back down in September when it's a little cooler.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And we're definitely going to make a day out of it because I want Steven to be able to go and play in the little water park area. And if I take him now, it's hot out there for me.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is.
So,
when you go, ask for Alex and give him the stink eye, okay?
Yeah, I'll give him more than the stink eye.
All right. On that note, this has been a working trip to Florida for Jacqueline. Hearings, consultations, it all continues. And if you're in a situation where you need help relative to a divorce or you need advice, family law matters. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law at 819-4810. That's
819-4810.
Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you for your time. It was fun.
Yeah, we will be back.
We're coming back Sunday, so we'll be back Monday.
Drive carefully.
Be careful, Jake Willen.
I'll be in touch. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Let's say good afternoon to Bear. Yes, Bear.
So, on my way home from work, I came in right as, you know, everybody was calling in about the Pops. And I'm like, what the heck are... Oh, that's what those are. Because I had never heard of them either.
The Dilly?
And well, I'm again, a sugar shark.
Unlike some of us on the morning show, you're under 100 years old, so...
Right.
It's perfectly natural for you to be inquisitive about such things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I heard what they are and then where they sell them, because I was passing right as that came on the radio, I was actually passing a Dairy Queen.
Are they there?
Oh, yeah, they're always there.
And it's like, oh, I've only had money because my pay is going to be like a week late. And I'm like, no! No! So, mm-hmm.
And you're back at Cracker Barrel, right?
I am. I actually just put in 20, this week, just this past week, starting from Saturday, I put in like 27 hours. So
good for you.
Right. Already.
Yeah.
Now we know who's going to be.
And unfortunately, I won't be there tomorrow, but I will be there Sunday evening. So.
Well, one of these days, just keep us posted.
One of these days.
We want to drop in and humiliate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of these days, because I will possibly fangirl when I see you. I don't know.
Oh.
Possibly what?
Fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because it's like when I saw you at the Millbrook Mardi Gras parade with Rich Thomas, I waved. You probably didn't even know my face yet, but I was waving and I was next to my boyfriend, and he's like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "I need to educate you."
Right.
I love you.
He was like, "Who?"
You're terrific.
Oh, thank you. I try to be. Even after 5 hours. Because I literally just got off and I hopped in the car and then heard about the Pops. And I'm like, what? Oh, because I literally just got home like 5 minutes ago.
This is why you should develop a passion for something in life and chase it so it never feels like you're going to work.
Very true.
You know what right? I've done? This? I've been here for an hour and 33 minutes. And so far, my accomplishments include 2 sandwiches from Chappie's and a peanut butter cookie. And laughing quite
ooh,
frequently.
Ooh, now Chappie's sandwiches. Oh, yeah. Because as I was getting out of the car, the clip where Jay was losing his mind laughing was playing. And I was just sitting in the car dying of laughter at Jay's laughter because I'm like, oh, my God.
Remind me to play that again a little bit
it's
later.
It's so good.
A moment from this morning show. Well, it's great to hear from you.
I know. And I like talking to y'all because y'all are awesome people.
Well, thank you.
And unfortunately, I have to go do other things like pick up my sister from her friend's house and organize whatever's for dinner. So
you're a great example.
I got to go play adult.
You are.
I got to go play adult for a little while.
Actually,
I say play because as soon as like I'm done with all the other stuff, I go back to being a little toddler wrapped up in a blanket watching cartoons.
What do you think I do between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m? That's it. And I've got the thumb suck marks to prove it.
Oh, wow. Nice. I wish you could see me just hold up my thumb right now.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all have a great rest of the afternoon.
Hey, you too.
Thanks,
too.
Bear.
Thank you, Bear.
Thank you.
She is becoming Rich Thomas level.
Adorable.
Yes. Aww. If you want to feel any better, dude, I've eaten 3 sandwiches and 4 candy bars and a cookie and an orange.
And he's still hungry.
And guess what? He's never going to get an ounce of any of that. Yeah. Yeah. He's one of those people that we all universally hate because they have that gift.
Right.
He's got gift of sweat.
My daughter's ex, you know, he would out-eat everybody at the table and he never gained an ounce.
Overactive metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's better that he's gone.
Yes.
Not dead, just.
He should be.
4:35. I got to tell you, Chuck Courtney, I am horrified. You've called twice, and we were in the middle of something, and I was just about to conference you with Jacqueline because I know you know her, and We didn't get to do that. So, shame on me. I am feeling very small about it.
Shame on you.
Okay, don't. That's.
Shame.
Yeah. Shame. I should do that. Because I have it.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Have you ever seen that clip?
Yes.
I know you have, Perv. I was curious if Greg had.
What?
If you ever seen that clip that you're playing there?
I do not watch
just the clip.
Shows with sexual content.
Well, in that case, you would not enjoy that show.
No.
No, never.
Never.
But it's about 5 minutes and worth it.
Was that Janarius?
Yes.
I hear things. I hear things around in the locker room.
I thought that was that's the queen. The name he just said is the blonde chick.
That was the blonde chick.
No, it's the wrong blonde chick. No.
What I understand, I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, but from what I've learned about it from others is that her name instead of Daenerys should have been Queen Knockers the First.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know she was naked walking down the street. That's all I know.
Yeah. And prove my point that we made on this morning show. Who had time to fight?
Nobody. There was no arguments or nothing. No. As you mentioned, it was a very peaceful scene, I think.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's throwing rotten fruit at her.
Men are wired to calm the hell down when they see those.
Yes, true. I would. I do.
Unless they're Governor Ivy.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a couple of accidents in play right now. They are still working an accident. West South Boulevard at Mobile Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, the 1100 block of Perry Hill Road. If you're coming down the hill from I-85, it's going to be just past the Cannon Station at Beth Banner Drive. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Hopefully they'll have that in a parking lot quickly, if not already. Just watch out for boots on the ground. We've got congestion, all the major red lights around the boulevard. Just very heavy traffic all over the place this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Let's ask you with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting almost 5,200 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say 605 people have died and more than 1,700 have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. But some good news, over 9,300 people have recovered from the virus. The One Place Family Justice Center has helped more than 50 victims over the last month. They say that is down from normal, but they fear people are trapped in their homes with their abusers and not able to get the help they need. If you need help, you can call the crisis line 24 hours a day, 1-800-650-6522. Provo police have arrested a man they say intentionally ran over another man early yesterday morning on Highway 82 and Highway 14. Authorities have charged Joshua Harris with attempted murder. The victim has been hospitalized with serious injuries. Harris is being held in the Autauga County Jail on $25,000 bond. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and storms will continue for a few more hours before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. Very muggy. Overnight low temperature 67. Over the weekend, we start to dry out. In fact, the rain chance is very small tomorrow. I suppose there could be an isolated storm in the afternoon hours. Most towns will stay dry. A sun and cloud mix tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. I think we're in the upper 80s on Sunday, but it'll be dry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, we'll be around 90 to 92 on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe hotter than that by midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Party started because weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on. That's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Tonight we'll get it started.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And thanks for jumpstarting yours with us. It's Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Greg, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and the Seth Spotlow Experience in the house. He's learning today.
Do some learning, did you?
Yeah.
It's good you're here because sometimes we talk about things. We can't assume the audience always knows, like, when we're called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know?
It's good. Same group tomorrow morning at 6?
But yes. Of course.
Yes, sir.
Awesomeness. Bennett has been waiting for us on the phone.
How you doing, Mr. Greg?
Oh, I'm all right. How about you?
Just fine. I was calling to let you know I just went into Food Outlet, got me two scrumptious ribeyes, very big and plump, for $12.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, Danny.
Ready to go home and put them on the grill.
Danny called us this morning about those, and they've got a great deal on crab legs, too, $6.95 a pound.
Hmm.
And there's also a boil bag in the meat department, too, that's, I forget
Kaneka the price. Kaneka boil bag.
Ooh, a Kaneka
boil bag. Kaneka boil bag, yes. Yeah. Awesomeness. So I appreciate
this was at the Millbrook location.
I appreciate you taking the time to call and tell us about it, man. Glad you're a Food Outlet shopper.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Bennett.
Well, as always, this show has not played out as I thought it might.
Shocker. Shocker.
Trump's out there taking questions from the media this afternoon. He doesn't back down.
No, he feels like slapping some people around, so he comes out and takes questions.
No doubt. Although so far, nothing of a headline making.
He ain't pissed off the right one yet. It's coming.
Well, that's their job, is to sit there and come up with a question that's going to light his fuse.
Yep. That's what they want to do, is trigger him.
For 3 years, that's been all they've done, is trigger him. Let's go to the baseball rumor page to see if anybody, if there's been any progress, any sign. Oh, here it is. Latest. Oh, minor league play.
I'm going to go with no change, Greg, for 200.
I think you're going to win that.
I want the Biscuits to play.
Me too. But I miss going to the Biscuits game and enjoying that whole social event down there, beer and the Philly steaks.
What's interesting is that every team has taken a different policy. Talk about the minor leaguers. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rays have committed to pay all of their employees through August, whether there's a minor league season or not. And the Rays are notorious for being smart but playing on the cheap because they just don't draw at that horrible stadium they have in St. Petersburg. It's in a terrible spot.
Isn't your stadium there in the hood?
You'll never get that in an actual media story, but...
reality?
It's the same problem with the Marlins, Newport. Yep. They couldn't have stuck it in a worse, more inconvenient place. And because you literally, for your own safety, are required to park at that spot, it's $25 for a space. You know, baseball used to be
a family affordable event.
Very much so. And that's why I love the Biscuits, because you can take the gang and get good seats, eat good food, and not go bankrupt.
Well, I love it when they'll bring on these DJs that think they can throw it across the home plate and they throw in the bouncers.
Just a bit outside.
He's speaking about Rich Thumb.
No, I mean, I really love that they are a local as local can get.
Yep.
And I miss it that we don't have that. But I'm so glad that they are here. We just got to keep them in business, man.
You know, I thought for sure that they'd be playing real games by June 1st.
Yeah.
I don't know about the minor leaguers, and that's still very much in doubt. But the Rays are paying their minor leaguers. Bigger market clubs are releasing the players. They're not going to pay them.
Man.
They're doing nothing. And I'm going to assume, it's funny, you know, the big market teams, well, why can't you? I mean, the Chicago Cubs are worth $3 billion. Well, that's their paper value. They have no revenue coming in.
People don't understand.
And they've invested a tremendous amount of money to redevelop the neighborhood around Wrigley Field, which is, quite frankly, a dump.
Yeah.
So it's not just the team and it's not just the players. They have one of the highest payrolls for any major league team. But the fact that we're going to turn the corner into June 1st and there's been no announcement. All there's been is back and forth and, well, we want this, and I'm not putting my life on the line unless I'm getting my full pay. And
okay. Next ball player, Will.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? If this lingers more than a couple more days, they may as well not come back.
Well, you're almost impossible to have any kind of decent season.
Here's what where things stand. The major league teams, they've already agreed that the players will get half of their salary, but when the owners realized they would not have fans or the revenue that comes from fans and concessions and all that, they wanted the players to take another cut, and the players said, no, we already agreed on this. However, that agreement they signed did allow for a renegotiation if fans weren't allowed to attend games. So the players want they want to play doubleheaders, so they play 120 games and still get their half a season pay.
It's going to happen.
But I don't know.
Think of all the injuries that can come out of that. I don't understand why you just, at this point, just have a short season if you're going to, but obviously we're not going to be able to go to the games.
Well, the NHL and NBA already have their plans formulated. Their season stopped mid-March. Mm-hmm. Baseball shut down a couple of days later with the spring games. They've never started their season. And you know damn well football's going to happen.
Oh, it's happening.
And it's going to happen with people in the stands.
Yep.
So, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know, people can get hurt. But the damage they do to the game will be...
They don't have that many fans left in baseball. Every 5 to 7 years, they burn their fans.
Yeah.
Whether over a strike. It's always over something silly. Now, this, granted, is unprecedented, but at the same time, you're not doing anything to let your fans know you really care.
They're really, except for the richest people in America, like Bezos, right, who has made billions from this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in America have had to take a haircut or work harder or whatever to keep their lives going.
Yep.
And nobody wants to hear about woe is me.
Until I see a baseball player weed eating in his own yard, I think he's doing all right.
I hear you, man.
That's the dumbest thing. When I remember who was somebody that was making a SL of money,
mm-hmm,
with the Mets, ended his season because he was trimming hedges with a chainsaw and cut himself real bad.
Yeah! Eddie's at your boy.
And I'm thinking,
you stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
What's wrong with you? I'm not trimming my own hedges if I'm making $10 million a year.
Chainsaw!
Yeah.
With a chain, use a hedge trimmer. Then you might just lose a finger. Just a finger.
I don't understand
that.
Just
a hand.
That's like when I see the stars that get busted for drinking and driving. Yeah. They got all the money in the world. Call an Uber already. In this day and time, call an Uber.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody, you know, if you get busted for that, and you realize it's going to cost you $15,000 just to stay out of jail, that $20 cab ride doesn't seem such a big deal, does it? Mm-hmm. We're going to check traffic at 4:53 and come right back.
All right.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, they are still working that accident on West South Boulevard at Mobile Highway. We're seeing a lot of congestion under I-65 leading up to Mobile Highway. If you're headed outbound, use caution. Watch out for the boots on the ground there. A lot of congestion all around the boulevard. Atlanta Highway is heavy. Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville. We just got cars everywhere on this Friday afternoon. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here, and we'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We will be back tomorrow morning from 6 till 8:30, and after we finish the show, I'm heading over to Infusion and do some cryotherapy. Ooh. I've got a achy, breaky... David, I was just going to take your call, man.
Call back.
Louie.
Yeah?
Hey, man.
How are you, brother?
I'm all right. What's up?
Am I on the air?
You bet.
Okay. Just want to comment on what's going on in Minnesota.
Okay.
There isn't, you know, I'm retired law enforcement.
Yes.
There isn't a good cop in America who is in agreement with what those guys did.
That's correct.
Okay. They are 1,000% wrong. As soon as these people began to riot, they lost every good cop in America that supported them, okay?
That's right.
And when a mayor allows the cops to stand down, okay, and they give up their police station...
I can't believe that. Awful,
we're in trouble.
They handed their police station, and I think it was more than one, too, over to the... And they burned it to the ground... And the mayor is only worried about social distancing and wearing a mask if you're going to be one of these rioters. Mm-hmm. That to me, this is every big city in America is run by a progressive a-hole who has no common sense whatsoever.
We are in trouble. When the police are not allowed to help the public better rely on themselves for, you're going to have to protect your own. Okay, and these politicians want to take our guns away. This is the reason why I will never, ever give up my gun. I don't know what these cops were thinking, okay? I've given out my share of spankings as a cop, okay? And I always acted within the parameters of the law. I only used enough force to overcome their resistance. Basically, you determine what kind of beating you want to get. Once the cuffs were on, my rule was the beating's got to stop, okay? And I would tell the perp, enough, it's over, you're cuffed, it's done, let's stop, okay? Never mind just stop resisting. You speak to them in terminology that they can understand.
Right.
No more. Then you pick them up and you get them out of there before a crowd gathers, because that's when the trouble will start.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys were thinking.
Well, the one, here's the thing, and she's out there denying it today, but Amy Klobuchar, who is rumored to be one of Joe Biden's potential running mates, Frau Klobuchar. She was given a chance to prosecute that cop in 2006 for a similar situation and didn't. And now she's running around today. She doesn't care about Floyd, the guy that died. Oh, no. She cares about her political career, and she's running around trying to do damage control on that. It's amazing how they're just bringing themselves down.
Back in my day, there would have been a cop on the scene, usually a senior cop, who would have said, hey, that's it, done,
right,
enough. Get him up and get him out of here before a supervisor comes, okay? And that's what you did. Cops self-police themselves. And if there was a problem with a guy, usually a senior guy would take him in the locker room and straighten him out.
Yeah.
If he didn't understand, his locker went out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is the way it was back in the days when cops were cops.
Yeah, okay? In a way, that's a very similar thing to how athletes police themselves. Mm-hmm. They would rather address it in a clubhouse, you know, if a player is acting out or putting them in a bad spot with the other team, whatever it is. The players like to address those things internally. Learn how to be a proper ball player, learn how to be a proper cop. And
right,
we're going to be watching you, because everything you do, especially if it's wrong, is ultimately going to affect all of us.
Correct.
So
the way I looked at it, I was going to make at least $50,000 a year as a cop. And over a period of 20 years, that was $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do something that's going to prevent me from getting my pension, I got a problem with you.
Yeah.
And that's the way we handle things.
I appreciate your insights on it. Thank you very much.
All right, my brother. You take care. God bless. Be safe.
Thank you, bud.
And thanks, man.
You know, right out of the box, the first thing he said, there isn't a person in America that doesn't think that that cop went way over the line in that situation. Nobody's trying to make excuses for him. So why do we need burning down a city? What point is there to be made when everybody agrees the cop went way off the deep end? He's the bad guy. What can we do to help the victim or for the victim's family? But no, burning the city down in a Target and a Wendy's and a sports bar that a man put his whole life in.